Welcome to the Be Fearless podcast. Today is our fourth episode and we have the fabulous Sarah Solecki here with us. Welcome, Sarah.
Thank you. Hi, everybody. It's good to be here.
So awesome. So, Sarah, probably a lot of people from my audience maybe don't know you, and I definitely want them to get to know you. So where are you from? Tell us about yourself. Where are you from?
So I am from Minneapolis, Minnesota. People always ask, is that by Canada? I'm like, pretty much. I was born and raised here. My husband is born and raised in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We lived in California though for over a decade. So I definitely feel like I am part California, and moved back here once we started having children. And we have two little kids, not too little anymore, getting big, a six-year-old and an eight-year-old. And I work my business side by side with my husband, which is incredible.
That's amazing. That's amazing. A lot of people don't get to do that. And that's, impressive. And a blessing, of course. So tell us, how was your life growing up?
So, you know what? I had a really great life. You know, I know a lot of times, you know, listening to podcasts or listening to, you know, stories of, you know, these success stories, it's kind of like this rag to riches story. And you know, by no means did I grow up rich at all. You know, my dad's a retired mailman. My mom stayed at home to raise the kids. And I'm the oldest out of four. I come from a middle-class family. We didn't have a ton of money, but we had a ton of love. And I tell people like that took me so far. And, you know, from a really early age, I mean, I remember my first job, I was 13 years old. You know, I've always worked. You know, that was one thing that my parents instilled in us, was to work hard. And I don't know anything but that. But I also know too that, you know, I had parents that just encouraged us to get passionate about something. You know, they didn't care what we were passionate about, just get passionate, because they said, you know, majority of people out there are walking around as kind of like an empty shell, right? Mm-hmm. You know, there's an empty dead shell. And so for me, I mean, you know, I'm the oldest out of four. And so, you know, when I first got introduced to network marketing, you know, my whole life was turned upside down, because it was exciting. I had no idea anything about the profession. You know, I was working as a nanny. I was also going to college part-time. I was still trying to figure out what the heck I actually wanted to do with my life. So, because I was only 21, right? I mean, yeah. I was still a kid.
So let me ask you a question. Now that you kind of like, you know, summarizing that period of time, and your father taught you to be passionate about something, right?
Yep.
What was your dream growing as you were growing up, and what was your passion? What do you wanted to be when you grow up? At that you time, know what? 13, having your first job.
I always wanted to be a kindergarten teacher. Isn't that funny? I love kids so much. I mean, it probably is why I'm the oldest out of four. I love kids. I'm like a kid magnet. Anywhere that I go, it's like immediately I have connections with kids. And you know, I always wanted to be a teacher. And it's interesting because obviously it's come full circle, right? I'm not quote unquote a teacher, you know, but in network marketing I am, right? I teach thousands of people how to build an online business. So just that piece of just educating and, you know, just, I think showing people what's possible and, you know, just seeing the spark in their eyes when they're learning something new. Like I love that. And I've always wanted to be a teacher my whole entire life.
That's awesome. That's amazing. Well, that explained why you became a nanny, because you love children. I mean, you
exactly.
were trained to be a kindergarten teacher, so that's yeah. amazing. So let me ask you a question. When was your aha moment that, you know, at this point you're a nanny and then you have this aha moment of, wow, okay, I need to change my life, or what circumstances were happening that, you know, makes you take a decision to move forward with something else?
Well, okay. So at the time I was living in Dallas, Texas. I was nannying for two families that played NHL hockey, so professional hockey. And I loved what I did, right? I loved the career. I love people that are nannies, right? I definitely don't discredit that career at all. But here's the challenge that happened to me is that probably my biggest aha moment was I was sitting in the living room with the kids and also with the mom, right? And we were sitting there and both the kids wanted to do something and they came up to me before they went to them. And like, we were both sitting on the couch and they could have went to their mom or they could have went to me. And they started coming to me with everything, first, right? And I was like, oh my gosh, this is kind of crazy because I realized like, you know, this was starting to become a weird situation because like I was the mom now, you know what I mean? They would come to me first before they would go to their mom. And I just kind of sat down and just kind of realized, oh my gosh, you know what? Like, I think this might be time for a change for me. And it was a hard decision, but I also knew that, you know, I share with people all the time, like, I loved what I did, but I was living in somebody else's house. I was raising somebody else's kids. I was driving somebody else's car. You know what I mean? Like none of that life was actually mine. Like I wasn't living my own life yet. Mm-hmm. And I just realized I need to do something for me. You know what I mean? I need to have ownership, do something for me. And I didn't know what it was going to be at the time. I moved back to Minneapolis and started working some part-time jobs. And, you know, that's then when I was introduced to, you know, the profession. But I just knew at that point I needed to make a change. I just didn't know what that actually was going to look like.
Okay. My next question will be, since, you know, that was your biggest challenge, trying to figure out how you overcome that challenge. What do you do to kind of like figure out, okay, this is the path that I'm going to follow? How do you define your niche?
Well, I didn't know what my niche was then. You know what I mean? Like I was just, but I did have a bigger vision for my life. So I don't know if it's necessarily like defining your niche. I think what it is, I mean, what's a vision that you have for your life? Most people don't even have a vision. Right. So if you don't have a vision, you're not clear. It's foggy. Right. So all I knew is that I had a big vision where I wanted to make a big impact. And I didn't know what that looked like. I wanted to make an impact to the masses, not just one-on-one. Right. And I didn't know what that looked like. I didn't know it was network marketing, but I had that vision and I knew that if I was going to stay where I was at, it just wasn't going to happen. And so I think the biggest thing is you have to be, you know, number one, do you have a vision? Number two, you know, you have to be willing to act on that even when it's scary. Like I had to be willing to step into the unknown. I didn't step into the known, right? I didn't step into the, okay, I know exactly what I'm going to do. No, I stepped in and said, okay, this is scary, but I know I need to make this step. And I know that everything else is going to follow suit, right? And obviously those things unveiled itself to me, you know, once I started taking those steps. So I didn't necessarily like define my niche. I just had a vision, took the steps, and then I knew the rest of it was going to start unfolding, and it did.
So how did you got into network marketing then? How everything started? Now we're getting into the good stuff. Now how everything started?
So I was actually dating a guy at the time, and he was involved for about 4 or 5 months. And his, you know, sponsor, right, the guy that introduced him kept saying, like, do you ever, you know, I know you have a girlfriend, like, you should really introduce her to the business. I have to take a look at it. And for one reason or another, he didn't. I don't know if he didn't think I'd want to do it, or I wasn't a good fit, or I was too busy, or I don't know. I mean, I looking back on it now, 20 years later, I wish I would have asked him these things. I'm not connected with him anymore, but I wish I would ask him, like, so why didn't you talk to me in the beginning, right? And it was crazy because he was involved and I had no clue, and we were dating. I had no idea that he was doing this part-time, no clue. Like,
oh wow,
crazy. And so then finally he's like, hey, you know, will you come take a look at this? And what's funny is I was actually one of those people that I bailed for like the first 3 times. And I don't know if it was, you know, maybe I had to work late one day, maybe I just didn't want to show up, I don't know. But it took 3 times for me to actually finally look at the business. And so kind of my first tip that I tell people is I'm like, guys, like, don't cross people off your list, because there's a lot of people that are on your list that are Sarah Zalecki. Mm-hmm. That the time's not right, the time's not whatever. It doesn't mean they don't want to do it. It just means life happens sometimes, yeah. Right? And so then after the third time I saw it, I was like, oh my God, I love this. I'm in. And the rest is history, right? So number one, don't prejudge people because there's Sarah Zalecki's on your list, right? which he did, first tip. Tip number two would be like, just because someone says no doesn't mean it's not the right timing or whatever. Okay. And so so I'm grateful that he was actually persistent enough. And then I finally looked at him and I was like, oh my gosh, this is awesome. And here I am.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, as you started then getting into the business and everything, what was the first thing that you started doing that kind of like make you feel, okay, this is definitely what I'm going to do? Like, just give you assurance that, okay, this is my path. Like, I'm on the right.
I don't know if it was like one defining moment. I think it was just a series of things. It was the series, you know, it was things like, I loved being around people. I loved, the betterment, you know, I loved the whole like fundamentals of, you know, personal development and growing and becoming the best version of you. I loved that environment. I knew there really wasn't another place that actually had that as far as like intensive, right? Like immersion type stuff. I loved that. I also loved that I could be around people that showed up authentically as themselves and were educated, were not, didn't matter, gender, old, young, like it didn't matter. And I loved that. I loved that people could show up as them, the best version of themselves, right? Yeah. So I think I just loved all of those pieces. And I loved the, you know, bringing people in and helping them have success. I loved being part of that, you know, seeing people have that sense of accomplishment, like all of those things that embody network marketing. I fell in love with all of it. And all of that happened just the more that you're around it, the more you're introduced to different things that are part of it, right?
Yeah. Now I heard you're a 7-figure earner.
That is correct.
How long it took you to get there?
So I've been in the industry over 20 years. My first 5 years in the business, I barely made any money. It took me 2 years to introduce my very first person to join my business. Okay. I was not like a quick study at all, but I will tell you probably my very best trait that I have is I am super persistent and I'm tenacious and I just don't stop. You know, I'm one of those people who are like, I'm going to figure it out. Even if it kills me. And I think there's a couple of times I probably almost did, but it helped me mentally get strong and have tough skin and learn the ebbs and flows of being an entrepreneur. Right. And, you know, I would say, you know, over the last, 12 years, I've been a strong 6-figure earner, every single year. You know, the last, probably 3-4 years, high six figures, like right on the cusp of $1 million a year every year. So I feel like I've been there, been there for a while. And then obviously then the tipping point happened, you know, well over $1 million this past year. But, you know, I think for me, it's just the natural progression of, you know, just getting good at your craft, right? No matter what profession that you're in, we all work hard and work hard at something. And, you know, for me, it's been that, you know, ebbs and flows. But I think too, I mean, I love that I wasn't an overnight success story, because I do feel that people can relate to my story. They're like, oh my gosh. And I think they're inspired by it. And I think that they also feel like, you know what, like, okay, there's hope for me, versus sometimes hearing these stories of, hey, I got in and 6 months later, they're at the top of a company. Like, I love that. Is it, you know, can people do it? For sure. But I think for the average person like myself, they just go, wow, that's amazing. I don't know if that could ever be me. Where when they hear my story, they go, oh, you know what? It is possible. Right.
I think about that every day. I'm like, it is possible. She did. It is possible.
It is totally possible, right? And I tell people, like, I don't care. Like, so what? So the last 12 years of my life, like, I made six figures and I didn't make $1 million a year. Who really cares? Like, where else can you go that you can work super part-time? You can work at home. You can work your own hours. You can work around your kids. You can work an online business. You can be plugged into an amazing community and make a six-figure income. You can call the shots. You can eat lunch when you want. You can take a break when you want. You can go on vacation when you want. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, where else can you actually do that? You can't. And that's the thing that I'm like, you got to make sure too and go, wow, like, what a blessing that we all have to be a part of this amazing profession.
It is. It is indeed. Now, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
So tell me, which has been the biggest paycheck that you have to get and what do you do with it?
So I want to be careful because I don't want to like unfairly entice people like to join the business. I have to be super careful. It has been, over six a month, right? Okay. So, I mean, you know, for us, we are big believers in, you know, we live under our means for sure. We teach people, I tell people all the time on our team, it's not the money that you make, it's the money that you keep.
That's right.
Okay. So I tell people don't go out and buy crazy cars, buy big homes, whatever. I'm like, you know, we focus on people with, it's like, hey, listen, pay down your debt, get out of debt. Make sure you're paying into your kids' college tuition fund. Make sure you have, you know, 6 months to a year to 18 months in savings. Make sure that you got, you know what I mean? Make sure you're tithing 10% of your check every month to whether for your church or community or nonprofits or whatever it may be, right? So, so for us, we're really diversified and we're really, really smart with our money. And, because again, this is about building something long-term. And so I, you know, that whole piece is the education process too, but I'll tell you, we invest a lot back into our business, you know, just like any other business owner would, is we reinvest back into our business to scale our business, to grow our business, to, take care of our team, to love on our team. We do those things because we know that those things will continuously help us grow.
That's right. I love it. Okay, so my next question is, well, you already gave us some tips, so many amazing tips for success, but I think that the next thing that I'm going to ask you is that, do you have right now like any events or like courses coming up? Like, what's going on? What's in the future for Sarah?
Well, I am in the thick of building my business. I mean, I tell people all the time, I mean, people are like, why are you still working as hard as you work? And I just feel like I just have an obligation to pay it forward. I mean, I feel that so heavy in my heart, and not heavy, I should say it's light in my heart, but it's definitely a driver for me. And so, you know, we are really focused on just creating and cultivating incredible leaders inside of our business. I feel that everybody deserves what we have. And I don't know necessarily if everyone's going to work as hard as I've worked or, you know, time block or do good time manager or whatever. I don't know those variables, but I know that they had the opportunity to do so, right? Yeah. And so, you know, for me, I've been really working hard on just breathing life into our team and bringing brand new people on board and helping them, you know, develop into leaders if they choose to, but also just helping them create success however they define it, right? Whatever that looks like for them. But you know, too, I mean, we do a lot of teaching and training outside of our business because, you know, let's face it, people are looking to just get better in their business. Yes. And they're looking for people that can mentor them or coach them. And so we've been doing quite a bit of that as well. And, I think that piece for us is a piece that will also organically continue to grow as well.
Awesome. I know that you guys are amazing coach, and, I already took a course with you, which was Level Up. I heard that you have like some plans to bring in that course back again. Do you have any dates?
We do. Yeah. So, so what she's talking about, we actually did a boot camp last year that was called the 5-day level up boot camp, and it was awesome. And we just talked about all kinds of different stuff just to help, help people level up. And I think too, we talked about a lot of things that people just don't talk about. You know what I mean? It's like the elephants in the room that I'm like, guys, you need to educate entrepreneurs and network marketers on these things. And you have to equip them with the tools on just how to handle their ebbs and flows of their business. And I feel that, you know, in our profession, I feel like people are just not given those tools to properly grow into great, great leaders. And so we created this bootcamp, super fun. We'll be able to, I'll give you guys all the details on it, but it's 5 days long. We're actually relaunching. We had so many people are like, would you ever do the boot camp again? And I think too, because I gave away great prizes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
So my love language is gifts. So I did a lot of gifts and giveaways and all that inside the group. So it's super fun. We have a blast in it. We really get to know a lot of people. We had a packed out group. And so it's a Facebook group that we do obviously on Facebook. And we are relaunching it January 25th through the 29th. Okay. So I'll make sure that we can get you guys the link in regards to it so you can get plugged in, but it's going to be super fun. And we're excited to hang out with everybody for that last week of January.
Awesome. That's amazing. I mean, just having you here is amazing, but getting to interview you and kind of pick on your brain and the things that you did all the way to reach out to, you know, the top tier and be successful, and is amazing. And just sharing that story with my audience means a lot to me. So I'm so thankful for you today. And also your training, whoever is watching this video, hey, this lady right here is awesome. And it's not only her, it's like the team. I mean, like you and your husband, Tony, and which I bring in him next month.
Yeah.
So like the both of them are a perfect combination, and they make it so much fun, and you will not regret just enrolling in this bootcamp. It is a couple days, but it's packed with information, and it did truly help me a lot, and I know it's going to help a lot of people. So before we go, I have one more question, because I want to know everything. So tell me, Sarah, who is your biggest influence these days?
Gosh, my biggest influence. You know what? I'm really influenced by my kids right now. I really am. I see how fast they're growing. Mm-hmm. I see how much they listen and watch and imitate and, you know, want to be like my husband, Tony, and I. And, you know, they influence me by not, you know, I think a lot of times people are like, oh, your biggest influence is so-and-so who, you know, do they teach you a ton, or you listen to their podcasts and all that. But like the reason I'm influenced by my kids is because they are pushing me to be a better mom, and they're pushing me to be a better parent, and they're pushing me to be a better spouse, and they're pushing me to be a better leader, and to just make sure that I'm on my A game, and knowing that, you know, I need to be doing things that are continuously helping me grow into the next best version of me. Because, you know, I tell people all the time, I mean, I don't have, you know, the fear of success or the fear of failure, but I do have the fear of staying the same. Mm-hmm. And I think we all should have that, where it's like, you know, every year we need to reintroduce ourselves to us, meaning like we shouldn't recognize ourselves, meaning because we've gone through so much growth, right? And so for me, I feel like they are, you know, they really are my number one influence right now, because it's just like, okay, I really need to show up the best version of myself for them, you know, and what does that look like, you know, whether it be handling situations with grace and circumstances of them seeing how I handle those things, right? And because ultimately I'm teaching them their coping skills and how to be a good citizen and good person in the world, right? So for me right now, my biggest influence is definitely my children.
Amazing. I love it. I love it. Thank you so much, Sarah. Where people can contact you or get in touch with you?
Well, obviously, social media, right? Instagram, Facebook, we're on there all over the place. You also can go to our website, sarahandtony.com. So S-A-R-A-H and then A-N-D and then T-O-N-Y, right? So sarahandtony.com is where you guys can get connected with us. And it'd be great to be connected and follow each other along.
That's amazing. That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for being here today. Next week, I have a special guest here. We have Miss International, well, International Miss USA, Maquelle Reed Carroll. She will be with us next week at 1 p.m., so don't miss it. And just bear with me while I try to find, yep, I found the bottom to say goodbye until next week. Bye-bye. Thank you, Sarah.
Bye. Thanks for having me.